From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California has lifted regional stay-at-home orders statewide in response to improving coronavirus conditions. Public health officials said today that the state will return to a system of county-by-county restrictions intended to stem the spread of the virus. Local officials could choose to continue stricter rules. The state's also lifting a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. The decision comes with improving trends in the rate of infections, hospitalizations, intensive care unit capacity, and vaccinations. The lifting of the order is based on projections that the state says show improving ICU conditions. But officials have not disclosed the data behind the forecasts. Now, according to a state report of data from last Friday, the Bay Area's cumulative ICU capacity currently stands at over 23%. That's well over the 15% threshold that prompted the stay-at-home order from the state in the first place. And in week-over-week comparisons, the San Francisco Chronicle reports COVID-19 case rates in every one of the 9 Bay Area counties are going down. California is considering extending eviction protections through the end of June and paying up to 80% of some tenants' unpaid rent. The state passed a law last year banning evictions for tenants who pay at least 25% of their rent owed between September and January. Those protections will otherwise expire today. A proposal being negotiated between Governor Gavin Newsom, Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, and Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins would extend those protections through the end of June. It would also use federal money to pay off up to 80% of some tenants' debts if landlords agree to forgive the remaining 20%. At least one lawmaker representing California's rural North State is asking Governor Gavin Newsom to better communicate with counties about when they can expect more vaccine doses to arrive. Republican Senator Jim Nielsen says his constituents are frustrated.
Because they're so anxious, desperately so, they see that there is now a vaccine available and they want to be able to get themselves vaccinated.
He says rural county health departments are underfunded and may lack some of the necessary equipment to successfully roll out the vaccine. More outreach may also be required to combat vaccine hesitancy in these counties. A recent national study from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that about a third of rural residents say they won't get a vaccine, compared to a quarter of urban residents. KALW has links to several information sources about vaccine safety, availability, and access in every Bay Area county. You can find that at KALW.org. Click the Community Resources box. And the latest in a series of storms has left California mountains frosted in snow. The California Highway Patrol closed Interstate 5 to traffic today in Tejon Pass between Los Angeles and the San Joaquin Valley. The arrival of storms late last week marks a major change in what has been a dry pattern. Amid sunshine and clear skies between rain and snow showers, the state is blanketed in numerous types of storm warnings. Forecasters say an atmospheric river will arrive today. It's already been very windy overnight and this morning. And there's concern about possible debris flows from burn scars in areas north and south of San Francisco Bay. You can find more news online at KALW.org and follow us at KALW on Facebook and Twitter, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.